I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I wanted to throw this one out there as well because, you know, you've talked a lot about it. Why can't Brian Robinson maybe come in and help a little bit out on this? John addressed it.
I think that might be game to game. I think the reality, when you look at Christian, especially since he's been with us and at Carolina, he plays a large part of the snaps. He don't like coming off the field. He's hard to take off the field because he's good at everything. Now, some people might say, hey, you have to save him for the long haul. Again, it's a lot easier said than done. Now, Brian's very capable, and we know that. I don't think it's certainly not like learning our playbook. He knows the plays. I think it's more getting used to our style, the way we play, our run game. It's very specific what we ask our backs to do. And I think just getting more and more in tune with the way we like our backs to slash, the one cut, pressing the holes, and things of that nature. And the more he becomes accustomed with that, the more success he'll have.
So listening to that, my mind actually doesn't go micro, it goes macro. And here's what I'm going to attempt to do all year long.
Okay.
It could adjust, it could evolve. If the Niners were to uncork a 4-game losing streak, maybe I'll say something different. But right now, when he talks about, we got to get Brian Robinson to fully grasp exactly what we're doing and how we do this. I would imagine that's also true for DeMarcus Robinson. And maybe it's also true for Kendrick Bourne. And maybe it's also true for Sky Moore. And maybe it's even true for a couple of the offensive linemen, Connor Colby, new people who are in there. Now, add in the fact that I believe that some sort of a pass rusher will be acquired. And then, as these weeks go by, you may, most likely, acquire George Kittle. You will acquire Brock Purdy. You will acquire Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings and maybe even Brandon Ayuk and maybe a new pass rusher. As this whole thing goes, I think the Niners' plan all along has been, let's be a better team by the second half of the year than we are by the first half of the year. Plus, you banked 3 wins. That you didn't really necessarily know you were going to get or deserve.
Well, one you kind of expected,
okay,
sure.
Okay, fine. The Saints won, yes.
Right.
But in this moment, you're 3-1. You've banked 2 division games, one of them on the road. There's a long road to go, and if the Niners can just, man, if they can just kind of play possum with their schedule for the next 4 to 6 weeks, I really think there's the opportunity that this is a completely different outfit and production entirely by the time we get to November or Thanksgiving.
Well, you can't play too much possum, as you put it, because in the next 6, you've got the Rams twice, you go to Tampa, and you go to Houston and you go to the Giants, well, Houston is an interesting team because they have a very good defense or a good defense.
They have good defense.
They're a team that is up and down. My point is you can't play too much possum over the next six because if you go 1-5, now you're 4-6. Okay, now we're ready to be the Niner, and it's too late at that point.
Right. That's why I said if it's a losing streak, it's a different story. But what if they go 3-3? What if they go 3-3 and they're 6-4 as they then arrive at whatever?
You're 6-4, depending on what those losses are, determines a lot of it. But yeah, you're 6-4. Huh? You're probably behind the Rams, and you might be behind Seattle as well. And then you might be with Arizona. You play Arizona the next week. And so you get into a spot where if you are 6-4, you get 7 games to go. Even if you win 4 of those 7, that may not be enough. So I hear what you're saying about you being a better team when you get all these people back. But right now I'm more concerned about who you are and what you're doing. And John Lynch's answer about Brian Robinson to me falls a little short of what I'm looking for because he's only played in 50 snaps offensively, and he's averaging more yards per carry than McCaffrey is.
Yeah,
and so
that's
4.4 yards per carry in his meager total of chances that he's actually getting. And I look at how many snaps they've played together, which is 0. And I look to that tonight in the ball game. Can you find some plays where McCaffrey's just, he's lined up as a wide receiver, and he does that already. But when you have this wide receiver core that you have tonight, why not have them both be out there? Robinson can be your running back. McCaffrey can be your slot receiver. You don't have Pearsall. Do something dynamic tonight.
Maybe. I mean, look, when they acquired Brian Robinson, I was with you. Like, I sort of expected that. I thought we heard that. I thought people around the team were like, yeah, you might see them on the field together and do some creative things. And maybe the injuries that have taken place tonight, maybe tonight will be that night. But we haven't seen it yet. And I am continually fascinated, though I fully, and I want you to hear me now, I understand your point. But I also think it's fascinating. You started the show by saying, I don't want to hear the name Isaac Garendo.
Right.
Okay. I understand that Brian Robinson is way better than Isaac Garendo. But Brian Robinson is not Christian McCaffrey. Cam Inman came on and directly said to us, like, one of the hardest things for the 49ers is to find a way to get Christian McCaffrey off the field. He's kind of their best player.
That's what John Lynch said, too, right there.
He's their best player. He's their best weapon. For some reason, a lot of football fans are fascinated after a game happens by coming in and really caping up for the idea of, let's get our second and third best players out there. Let's see them. Let's spread this around. And I'm always like, I mean, I guess I'm not like trying to hold anybody down, but like, go with your best. Go with your best. And in week 5, I am not in this moment freaking out yet about Christian McCaffrey and touches.
I'm not either, but I look at Brian Robinson, and when he's been allowed to carry the ball, he has done pretty well. And it's 50 snaps is all he's gotten in 4 games. And I agree that, you know, when you bring him in onto the team, you're not expecting a job share. That's ridiculous. You would never assume that. McCaffrey's played 82% of the snaps, and Robinson's played 18%. Isaac Garendo is yet to play offensive snap. Last year, he played 22% of the snaps, Isaac Garendo did, and that's because you didn't have McCaffrey, and Jordan Mason got hurt, and so, yeah, you had to do it out of necessity, but I look at Garendo this year, and you haven't even thought about any snaps for him, which tells me that he's really fallen out of favor.
I don't like him.
Brian Robinson, you went out and you traded for him, and I don't think you traded for him to give him 50 total snaps. He doesn't play special teams, so he's just over there chilling.
I don't know what the reasoning behind it is, but I think
it was insurance.
But the point I'm trying to make is that this evolves, right? He also, like, he joined the team right before it started. And one thing I certainly know about sports, we sit here and watch on TV and we go, oh, like they handed him the ball and he ran the ball and he got 8 yards. That's good. There's a billion other things going on there that we don't know about. So when I hear John Lynch talk about the way we play and the style of the run and the idiosyncrasies of everything going on there, you know this, every offensive lineman, and Lo'Neal will tell you this too, like that whole thing is a concert. They have to be working together or else it doesn't work at all. There's so much happening on a football field that we don't know about. Like, I don't think that the 49ers are holding it against him, trying to hold him down. They don't like what he's doing. This is it's going to, I would think, evolve. And therefore, likely that players who are either rookies or new to the team, their role can increase as we get later on in the season.
His is actually decreasing. He went from 18 snaps to 16 to 6 to 10. So last two games, 16 total snaps. And I get it. If Christian McCaffrey was gashing the other team on the ground, then fine. You're not going to play Robinson, but McCaffrey's not been effective running the ball. Robinson's been slightly more effective in a much smaller sample, but to me, it's not as if Brian Robinson Jr. has been bad. He's actually been pretty good.
Yeah, he's been solid.
He's been fine. And I just wonder about tonight, and I really hope that Kyle Shanahan will have some plays or put some package out there that involves Robinson Jr. and McCaffrey both playing at the same time. I mean, what a novel concept that would
but
be.
But what is it that you think is going to happen there? Like, I'm intrigued by it too, but what is it you're looking for?
I'm looking for Christian McCaffrey to play wide receiver is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a formation where maybe you come out and you've got two running backs, not including Juszczyk, and you've got one tight end, if not two tight ends, and you break the huddle, and McCaffrey just lines up at the slot. Pearsall is a guy who plays a lot of slot, and he's the boundary X, as Greg Cosell loves to break down. You don't have any of your normal pass catchers, so I would like to see Shanahan tonight use McCaffrey in a semi-traditional wide receiver role.
Maybe. I always look at McCaffrey receiving the ball. I think part of what makes it hard to guard him and what gets him open is the fact that the defense doesn't necessarily know where he's going to go. And I think sometimes, right, part of that is not knowing if he's going to get a handoff. And then the second part of that is coming out of the backfield, you can kind of hide a little bit, give a little quick block,
sure,
and then head out and find the open space. And so, you know, look, I've got nothing against your idea at all. Do it. But at the same time, I'm wondering if Christian's success in the pass game is sometimes aided by the fact that he's coming out of the backfield.
It depends, and I didn't look at all of his targets in that vein. Maybe I'll do that over the weekend and, you know, figure out how many of his catches come when he is in the backfield to start, or a lot of times he motions onto the line of scrimmage, and then he goes out and runs that choice route where he goes either left or right. I just think if you have Robinson Jr. and McCaffrey out there, then McCaffrey's on the line of scrimmage, you still might run it to Robinson Jr. The threat still exists in that formation.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we're getting real close. Obviously, the Niner fans are set to take over the building. You hope again. My hope is that somehow just get this thing to halftime and still have it in some sort of a doubt and see if you can make that crowd kind of start to work for you, because this is, it is a hell of a challenge tonight.
Yep.
It's a hell of a challenge. Then again, I mean, there's a piece of this, and I don't want this to sound defeatist. As a fan, I don't know. This is a little bit less stressful. I don't know what it is I'm supposed to expect tonight.
Right.
And they're also not in a terrible amount of trouble if they lose.
We talk about hope versus expectations a lot on this show, and this one is about 95% hope. The only expectation tonight is really just don't get embarrassed and try not to get your quarterback hurt.
Yeah,
because
be
the
hard.
Other quarterback's already hurt. It'd be nice if Mac Jones remained upright and you didn't have too much RAM time.
Yeah. All right. Niner game getting started soon. We're going to talk that out a bunch coming up tomorrow, obviously, as we react to all of it. But let's pivot over now to some Warriors basketball.
All right. And as the training camp is now open and we're starting to get ready, and we actually have a roster to look at, let's bring our guy in here on the River Islands guest line, the voice of the Dubs here on 95.7 The Game, none other than Tim Roy. Hi, Tim. It's that time of year, isn't it?
It's crazy. You always start to prepare for it, but it really sneaks up on you, and all of a sudden, boom, it's here. So it's great that it's here, and looking forward to it. Really excited about the season, and what is going to be a very, very, very competitive Western Conference.
Well, and nice of the Warriors, now that the season is here, to actually have a roster with names on it. That's great, right? Like, so we can actually look at it and start to think about that season.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I reminded myself the other day when I was thinking about what was going on this whole summer was that, you know, back in the day before they changed the CBA rules, you know, we had holdouts in the NBA about every year when a rookie would hold out for you, hoping for big money or whatever it might be. So it was kind of a little bit of a throwback situation that the Warriors had to go through. But it, in the end, it got done. And, you know, the only bad thing about it is that Al Horford missed one day of practice. And so that's not a big deal in the long term.
Yeah, and the offseason actually was a long, long slog through the summer of talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and now he is here, and he's going to be a Golden State Warrior. And what do you think the after effect will be, Tim, of the Kuminga summer where he wasn't signed and now he's finally signed? Do you think there'll be any carryover from that awkwardness?
No, I don't think so. I'll tell you why. First of all, the players understand, you know, hey, you know, short careers, got to get what you can get. And, you know, Steve Kerr said it the other day, you know, nobody has a grudge against him for trying to get a contract. And so I don't think there'll be any of that. And I think any kind of awkwardness that would be there, I think it gets undone by the fact that you have Steph Curry there and you have Steve Kerr there. You know, both are great guys, great communicators, and I think it's a great opportunity for Jonathan, because now, you know, he wants to be a player that, you know, people look at and talk about, and I think he's got this great chance now. He doesn't have to worry about the contract for a couple of years, and he's got a chance to work on his game and take his game to another level. And I think he's got people around him that can help him do that. You know, and Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry. So, you know, even a veteran like Al Horford can help him. So I personally think Jonathan's got a great opportunity to take a step forward this year.
Tim, it's interesting, and we're talking to Tim Roy here on Withered and Dibs. I mean, that's the business side of it, and I think a lot of people get that the veterans on the Warriors are going to make that part okay. But there's still this matter of the fit that's been talked about so much, and now they've got a ramp up and a camp with Jimmy Butler and all of that. But how do you see that fit issue being taken care of now that there's more time to try?
I think the fit issue can happen simply because I think it's in him. At times, I think he wasn't touching the ball, and so he would get a little antsy without the ball. And so I think now with watching a guy like Jimmy Butler work and how he does things, draw fouls, make passes, you know, get his team into good situations, I think that's going to help him. And I also think that there's a level, I think, of trust that can be there now for him. And I think, and by that I mean, that once you see him, you know, instead of going making a move, once you see him start making that pass and knowing that he's eventually going to get it back, whether it be on that possession or the next possession, I think that's where it's going to really take off for him. And so that's the kind of a player he can be. And if you go back to right before he injured the ankle last season, I thought those were the best string of games he had in his career. Rebounding well for the most part, and I just thought he really started to turn a corner, and maybe the confidence wasn't there when he came back off that ankle. Jimmy Butler had arrived. It was a little bit of a different spacing issue for him out there. So I think now, you know, he's got a chance in this camp and in this preseason to figure out how he fits with everybody else, and I truly believe he can do that.
How much do the new additions really help him as far as, you know, Horford, who can shoot it from distance, and Seth Curry, who's going to play some? Does the addition of extra shooters help Kuminga now be able to cook a little bit more and not have to be so much of a three-point threat?
Absolutely, because now, the floor will have to, when those guys are on the floor, you have to space the floor. You know, you can't leave Seth Curry out there. You can't leave Al Horford at the top of the key with a three-point shot. So, yeah, so I think with those guys, I think and of course, when he's playing with Steph, same thing. You have to honor that. So the floor will be, I think, a little more open for him. And I think that's where, you know, and to pick the situations to take advantage of that and to use those shooters if he's getting double-teamed or doesn't have the right angle for a move. I think that's where, you know, what the kind of development and growth that we're talking about here. So, yeah, I do think, you know, having shooting is always a good thing. And I think it's, you know, having guys that can make other teams, you know, spread their defense out, that's a really nice offensive weapon to have.
Tim, I think a lot of Warrior fans clapped back when, you know, those around the media were trying to find, quote, a new splash brother. When Klay Thompson left, they're like, no, we got to leave that nickname alone. But what about when it's his actual brother? Like, what will you call Steph and Seth Curry?
Boy, that's a really good question. I may have to ponder that and maybe talk to those two you know, is it all in the family? You know, I don't know. Does that make Dell Archie Bunker? No, I don't think that would work.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
So, yeah. So this is going to take some. I'll get our crack staff right on that and figure out how we approach that. But it is kind of cool. I think, you know, full circle for them. You know, remember Seth was with the Santa Cruz Warriors at the beginning of his career, and to have, you know, how cool is it for them to be in the same locker room and play on the same team? That's like a, you know, backyard driveway dream come true.
Yeah, I can already close my eyes and hear you. Curry left side, now top side to Curry. Curry goes over to Curry. Curry back to Curry. Curry. Curry! And just all the rest of it, Tim. It's going to be super fun with, you know, Seth and Steph and the whole deal. And I'm thinking about the other additions. And De'Anthony Melton comes back. And Al Horford is going to be a Warrior at however old he is, 40, 50. It doesn't even matter. What do you think of all the additions? Now that we have a roster, as Mark said, you've got a team totally composed. What do you think of all the things that they brought in?
I think they brought in pieces strategically. And by that, I mean they brought in pieces that I think fit the way they want to play and fit with the idea of spreading the floor and getting some more shooters out there. I thought Melton last year was a perfect addition. Even in the short sample size we had, you could just tell he knows how to play, and he figured out how to play alongside Steph Curry. So whenever he comes back, whenever he gets the green light, I think he'll be just fine. I think, you know, Seth Curry's a nice addition to the mix. And then, you know, Al Horford, he's a pro. And the advantage to this was, you know, when you lost Kevon Looney, which is a big loss, he's, you know, an important part of the team and just a pro's pro. But, you know, you add the center. Now you got three centers there. You got three centers you can play with in Trayce Jackson-Davis, Quentin Post, and Horford. You know, and then maybe takes a little pressure off of Draymond playing the five. You're still going to want to play him at the five at times, but you don't have to if you don't want to. And so I think Horford is a great addition because they have guys that can eat up minutes for him so he doesn't get taxed and plays, you know, a lot of things. Boston didn't play him in a back-to-back all year last year. I probably would expect some of that this year for the Warriors. And again, just depth. He's smart. He's a veteran, knows how to play. So I think a lot of the moves that were made, you know, in this offseason all kind of point to that. Bring Gary Payton back, because he's a guy that knows how to play alongside Steph Curry, and he's one of the most unique players that I've ever seen in the NBA, you know, a 6'2 power forward. But again, he's hard to guard because he's not the you know, guard guys down low. And so I think he brings a unique challenge, and just getting their roster, I think, set up the way they wanted to have it.
Voice of the Dubs, Tim Roy. We're hanging out with him here on Withered and Dibs 95.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seven the game. Hey, Tim, in your mind, the significance of Jimmy Butler having a full camp with the guys, a full ramp up, and a full season?
I think what shows his interest and his excitement about this team was the fact that he held, you know, his own little mini camp down at his house in San Diego. That, to me, spells a guy that wants to be here, is excited to be here, and is really comfortable with his role on the Warriors. And I think the fact that he brought people down to bond with them, to get some workouts in before training camp, if he didn't like it here, if he was not comfortable and not sure about being a Golden State Warrior, he would not have done that. And so I think that's a really positive sign. It shows you the kind of guy he can be and is. And from what I hear, he has a tremendous wine cellar, which I could see it. But then, who knows? My jumper is not what it used to be.
Yeah, and that's probably why you didn't get the invite. Unfortunately, neither did I. And yeah, Mark Willard, we didn't get the call. And the one thing about Jimmy, and he's not the oldest guy on the team, but I worry about just the overall age and how much is the depth going to be really relied on, not only early in the year, but throughout the season. 15-man roster, how much do you think they're going to have to go super deep onto the team to get all these guys to get minutes?
Yeah, I think you'll see a big rotation. Steve likes to play 9 to 10 guys. I think you'll see that again without question. And I think it's also very important, not only for a guy like Jonathan Kuminga to take a step forward this year, can Brandon Pajemski continue his ascension? You know, he's a great plus-minus guy, which shows you he knows how to play. You know, can he be a little more consistent this year, and you would expect that. Moses Moody, now another guy, can he go to that next level this year and be a little bit better? Can they get some quality minutes out of a guy like Pat Spencer or one of their two rookies? So I think it's going to be an all hands on deck type year because you have those veterans, and there's nights where they're not going to play, and there's nights where a couple of them aren't going to play. So, the long-term view is the one that this team has to have, because, you know, what you want to do is get to a playoff spot, avoid the play-in, and then, you know, have everybody healthy and on the same page heading into the postseason. If you can get to that point, then this team's got a real shot. The problem is, you know, last year they won 48 games, beat the number two seed. Steph got hurt. They lose to Minnesota. And this year they could win fewer games with a better team because the West is so good and so deep.
So you've mentioned that a couple of times, and here's my main question about sort of where the Warriors sit in this competition. Tim, are they athletic enough? Do they have that kind of bounciness and that length that's necessary, in your opinion?
They're not the most athletic team in the West, nor are they the longest team in the West, but what they do have a very smart team, and they have a team of veterans who know how to play, and they've been through situations. You know, you've got literally you're going to start four guys who have played in the NBA Finals multiple times in Horford, Butler, Draymond, and Steph. And there's value in that because, you know, there'll be a, this is not a team that's going to panic in a late game situation or in a situation where they're down, you know, 15, 20 points. They're not going to panic if they're on a three game losing streak in the middle of the season, maybe because they, you know, the schedule got tight. You know, there's a lot of back to backs to start the schedule. Maybe it was, you know, the quality of the opponent that caused that losing streak. But this team's not going to panic over things like that. And there's value in that. They're not the longest or most athletic team in the world, but they have guys that know how to play. And I think that's going to be a big factor and a big strength for them.
And when you look at the Western Conference right now from a distance, and we're not even into the season yet, it's early October, but who scares you, Tim, as you look at the rest of the Western Conference? What are the teams, who are the teams, rather, that are the ones that you think are the most daunting?
Well, obviously, you know, I don't think they're scared of anybody. I think concern, you got to have concern and respect. You got to respect the defending champions. They're young. They're athletic. They've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they're well-coached. Mark Dignan's a very good coach. So you have to start with them. You know, the Rockets added KD, and they're going to have a little bit different look, though I do think they're going to miss Fred VanVleet. That's just awful that he got hurt the way he got hurt. Again, another guy is a pro's pro, knows how to play. So the Rockets will be good again. Denver made some great additions to their roster. They're going to be good. The Clippers have a loaded roster, albeit with guys that, like the Warriors, have been around a while. So, you know, they're facing some of the same issues the Warriors will face, but they've got a lot of talent. And I think one of the most underrated players in the league, and it beats the Zubats. Let's see, who else? Who am I missing right now? We got the Denver, Clippers, Rockets, OKC.
Minnesota knocked them out last year.
Minnesota's going to be good again. They, you know, if they're, again, all this is predicated on who's healthy. But, yeah, these are all teams that can be good. You know, you look inside the Warriors Conference, the Lakers are going to be good. Luka Doncic had a great summer, and apparently he's in really good shape. So that's going to be a team that you have to – worry about. And so again, I just think that there's only, you know, maybe one or two teams in the West that may fall by the wayside over the course of the season. The rest of them are going to be all competitive and trying to get in.
Tim Roy is with us, voice of the Dubs. I got more Warriors questions, but Tim, can you give all of our listeners a little primer to what's going to be happening Saturday out at Pier 39 in the big preseason event? I know you'll be there, and Zaza and Kalena and Festus, everybody's going to be out there. So can you give everybody a little idea what's going on?
Yeah, I think they should come down and say hi to us and hang out. It should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think I'll be right there about middle of the day, right around noon. And I'm always excited to meet members of Dub Nation and to basically, you know, get them ready for the season as I get ready for the season. You know, one of the great things about my job is that I love what I do, and I love the people I work for. I mean, not only the people I work for inside the Warrior organization, but the audience outside. It's a tremendous fan base. As you guys both know, you know, even when the Warriors weren't a great team, the fan base was great. And so that's been a blessing for me.
Noon to 4 out there at Pier 39. We'll be broadcasting live as well. You're going to be in charge of keeping Guru calm. Good luck. Guru and Evan Giddings will be out there talking as well.
if I have to keep Guru calling, then Matt's going to get an appearance fee invoice, I think, is what that's going to be.
I think that's fair. Yeah, totally fair with that. Hey, Tim, who's the diamond in the rough on this Warrior roster right now? In other words, like, who's laying in the weeds that you could really see, whether it's a Moses Moody, a Gee Santos, maybe it's even the rookie Will Richard.
I love Will Richard.
Yeah, like who you think might pop and really have some sort of an interesting role this year?
I think it's a little too early to tell. I might be able to answer that maybe the next time we talk to see how things, but I'm really hoping that Moses Moody has a really good year. You know, I really like Moses. I think he's improved his 3-point shot, and again, he's got the length and the size to bother people on the defensive end. He took on that role as guarding the number one player on the other team last year, and that helps because it keeps your guys like Butler and Draymond out of foul trouble. And, you know, it gives Moody a role that he can kind of sink his teeth into. So I'm kind of looking at him, but I think I'll know a little bit more after we see a couple of games.
Yeah, no doubt. And I just love Will Richard from his time in Florida. And Mark Grandy, who you know, and he and I went to Vegas in Summer League, and I got to meet him. And I think the young man's got so much confidence and so much moxie that he's going to be a real threat. You mentioned Trayce Jackson-Davis earlier. Is he in a spot where he can step forward and elevate his game? I know he's not a big perimeter guy, but can he be more of a force inside to at least be a good defensive five when they need that?
Yeah, I think so. I think he had kind of a little sideways year last year, and I think having him around gives you that different look. You know, when you have Horford and you have Quinton Post, if they set a screen at the top of the key, that's a pick and pop for the most part, right? They're going to try to space out and get an open three. But Trayce gives you a different option. He'll screen and he can dive to the rim, and you have to, you know, a defender has to go with him, because if not, he can just throw it up there and he's got a dunk. So I think he gives the Warriors a different look there. And I think defensively, I think you're right. I think if he can have a good year defensively, he'll get time on the floor. Plus, he's also that, you know, insurance policy with Al Horford, you know, coming along and the nights where Al's going to need to give those legs a rest, that's where Trayce Jackson-Davis can really come through and give the Warriors some quality minutes out there at the five.
Tim, can we circle back to Jonathan for a few minutes? What do you see as his role this year?
That's great, because we haven't talked about Jonathan enough this summer, I think.
No, exactly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
God's lead to Kuminga on this show.
I've got questions about this this guy that's just hiding and no one's even thinking about.
Mm.
I think his role can be, again, it's going to be multifaceted because of the situation the Warriors are in, but I think he can be a player that comes off the bench and gives him a totally different look. You know, he's probably the best athlete on the team. He gives him a guy that can elevate, a guy that can go strong to the basket. And you know, can hit a mid-range jumper, occasional three. And so I think he can be a guy that comes off the bench, kind of like a big Lou Williams, you know, come off the bench and score. Come off the bench and get some rebounds, do some different things out there, and try to be a player that gives the team a spark on a night where they need it, and maybe a guy that will start for the Warriors on the nights where, you know, maybe a Draymond or a Jimmy Butler has to sit out. You know, that's a night where maybe Jonathan can start and get them off to a good start. But I think he's in a great spot, and I think the fact that he is so athletic, I think, can give the Warriors something they need, as you point out earlier, when they go against some of these athletic teams in the West and around the league.
You've been around this team for so long. I don't even want to ballpark the years because I'll get it wrong, but Buddy Hield stands out to me as one of the most entertaining, unique Warriors we've ever seen. Tell me a little bit more about the Buddy Hield that you get to see, because he seems really goofy, but he plays every game. He's a hot shooter, then he goes cold. What do you think of Buddy Hield, Tim, having gotten to know him personally really well?
You know, it's. I think he is a perfect guy to have on a roster because, A, he helps you, right? He can get you off to a great start in the game by hitting some threes. He can win you a game with his shooting. He's going to have a bad night shooting. That's going to happen once in a while. But to me, he keeps everybody in a good mood. You know, you just can't help but smile when you talk to Buddy or you listen to Buddy talk and do all the things he does. He is just a crack up out there. And I think having a guy like that on a team can keep it light where it doesn't get too heavy. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel like work. You know, and so to me, that's one of the great things about him. The other thing, as you mentioned, he's a coach's dream because he's available all the time. He's always there. And then secondly, I think he's a little tougher on the floor than I thought he would be, and he defends a little more than I thought he would. You know, you see a shooter, they get the reputation of being shooters, not defenders, but you know, he's not a perfect defender, but he gets after people and he's got some size out there. He's bigger than you think. And so those are all the things that I look at, but the fact that he's a good player that, you know, is having a nice NBA career. And then the other things he does, you know, to keep everybody loose. I mean, it's tremendous. I mean, you know, he shows up for a playoff game wearing the wrong pants, right? And so, but it didn't. Nobody got mad at him because that's just Buddy. That's just who he is. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, he's just crazy.
Tim Roy, voice of the Dubs, with us here on Willard and Dibs. Now, this might shock you, Tim. But I have another Kuminga question.
Oh, boy.
It's a new one. It's one you've never been asked. Are you ready for that?
Wow.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
What is your reaction to the fact that he is changing his number from 00 to 1?
You know, I haven't asked him about that yet. You know, usually I don't look at the numbers all that much because I know all the guys in the league, right? So, I'll ask him about that. I don't know. Maybe he just thinks that's going to change the way you know, he looks at himself and it's going to, you know, look at, hey, I'm number one. I'm going to be a number one guy. And so I'm just guessing here at this point. I haven't asked him about that. I do know that Al Horford chose 20 after a while because he had other numbers, but they're all taken or retired with the Warriors. And he said his kids liked it, so he went with 20. But I haven't had a chance to talk to Jonathan about the number yet.
Well, maybe it's because that's how many rebounds he plans on getting, Tim.
Oh, that was a shot.
Well, I think
that was unfortunate. That's, yeah, that's mean-spirited.
We have a personal foul. We have a hit below the belt.
Yeah, yeah. It's a flagrant one, which is another one that might be used. Didn't Kyle Anderson wear number one last year, Tim?
I believe he did, yes.
Yeah, I'm my partner's
devoted,
not big.
Devoted
yeah.
New York... Devoted New York Mets fan, Kyle Anderson.
Ooh, tough late summer for Kyle.
Yeah.
Tough late summer for Kyle, yeah. And for Mike Breen. So
Yeah. That's a rough one. But then again, we're Giants fans, so what the hell are we gonna say?
Right.
Hey, Tim, here we are. I know we're gonna be talking to you a lot. Have a great time out there Saturday. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
There's only a few people on this earth that I would have paused with my DVR, Red Sox, Yankees, and you guys are two of them. So,
ooh, that's big. That's big. Awesome. Honored. Absolutely
touched.
Honored. Yeah.
Yeah.
thank you, Tim.
All right, guys.
All right. That's Tim Roy, voice of the Dubs. We're sponsored by Moderna. More coming up on Willard and Dibs.
Mnext Spike, COVID-19 vaccine, mRNA by Moderna, has arrived. To learn more and find it near you, visit mnextspike.com. That's mnexspike.com.
We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we could be connected here and there.
Let's watch a movie.
And we have Netflix included to enjoy our favorite shows and movies.
¿Qué tal está?
Bacanísima, pero ya la vi.
Now the hard part is getting them to agree on a movie.
Switch today and get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI, all on the best network in the U.S. Visit a store, T-Mobile.com, or call 1-800-T-MOBILE, 1-800-T-MOBILE. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025.
Coach, the energy out there felt different. What changed for the team today?
It was a new game day scratchers from the California Lottery. Players everything. Those games sent the team's energy through the roof.
Are you saying it was the off-field play that made the difference on the field?
Hey, a little play makes your day, and today, it made the game. That's all for now.
Coach, one more question.
Play the new Los Angeles Chargers, San Francisco 49ers, and Los Angeles Rams Scratchers from the California Lottery. A little play can make your day. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase, play, or claim.
Americans pay about $5 billion to control termites and repair their damage every year. Many people underestimate exactly how much damage they do. Call Pacific Coast Termite today at 800-PACIFIC for a free home inspection. Certain restrictions apply. No tenting, though. No double bagging your food. No pet sitting. Mention KCBS and get 10% off termite treatments and a 2-year guarantee on their work. Call 800-PACIFIC. 800-PACIFIC, or go to PacificCoastTermite.com.
On Saturday, October 4th, Pier 39 is throwing a party on the waterfront. Enjoy drinks to go and activities for the whole family. From live music to special deals, it's all here at Pier 39. Learn more at Pier39.com/entertainmentzone.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Quo, formerly OpenPhone, gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Quo lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go. Quo automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Quo's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Quo. Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's Quo.com/sports. Quo.com/sports.
When you own your own business, you need to keep things moving. Need to book a last-minute flight? Earn a $300 travel credit to cover that. Need to take a meeting before takeoff? Do it from the comfort of the Chase Sapphire Lounge by the club. Need to catch your breath before you board? Done. With $2,500 in annual value, the new Chase Sapphire Reserve for Business is the card that gives back all you put in. Visit chase.com/reservebusiness to learn more. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cybersecuring guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Now through November 16th, new Comcast Business customers can get started with 150 megabit internet plus security for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig package. Call today. Restrictions apply. Requires enrollment in paperless billing and auto pay with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
With great deals coming this Prime Big Deal Days, October 7th and 8th, greatness is a deal away. So if you love baking, you can get a deal on a new mixer, transforming you into the Lord of the Loaves.
Hear ye, hear ye! Make way for the Baron of Brioche, the Sultan of Sourdough, the Lord of the Loaves, Prime Member Dave!
Hi?
Get up to 40% off with Prime Big Deal Days October 7th and 8th.
Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just Peyton Manning. I'm also Motivating Manning. When I say insurance, you say financial services. Insurance.
Financial services.
Insurance.
Financial services.
Now when I say Nationwide, you say is both. Nationwide.
Is both.
Nationwide.
Is both.
For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing here. Thursday night, Willard and Dibs coming down the stretch. And obviously a lot going on with all of the teams this week. And the Giants are not to be left out. They've made a managerial change. They did exit interviews. We caught up just 24 hours ago with the general manager of the Giants, Buster Posey's right-hand man, Zach Manassian, joining us here on the River Islands guest line. And we started out by asking Zach, hey, how come, as it turns out, Bruce Bochy is not the right fit for your next manager?
Yeah, I think Buster having the conversation with Boch, it's probably a better question for Buster. But I will say, I think Buster just felt with where we're at this time, just going in a little bit of a different direction. I think, you know, I was fortunate to be here with Boch for a year in 2019, obviously Buster for his almost the entirety of his career, and just absolutely think the world of him. And as Buster said, there's always going to be room for him with the Giants organization. And just at this time, just felt like, you know, the managerial search would take us a different direction.
And without getting into names, because I know you guys are keeping it close to the vest, but what type of attributes are you looking for the next manager to help get this team from 81-81 to being deeper in the mix?
Yeah, but Buster's talked about it a little bit. It's something I'm big on, just someone who's going to obsess over the details, obsess over baseball, obsess over being a Giant. I think that's what our fan base deserves. No little thing is too small for us to do extremely well. And someone energetic to come to the ballpark and challenge our players on a daily basis. So hopefully we can find that. I think we will.
We're talking with Zach Manassian, the general manager of the San Francisco Giants. And obviously Bob Melvin dismissed earlier this week. And then both Zach and Buster had their kind of exit interview, season closing press conference earlier today. Zach, here's one thing that I kind of wanted to dig into, which is that earlier in the year, when the team kind of went through their pre-trade deadline dive, there were all these questions around the clubhouse and with you guys of like, what is it? Can you put your finger on what's wrong? And a lot of guys gave a shoulder shrug of like, man, we can't figure it out. If we knew, we would tell you. Now that there's been another handful of months, I'd sort of ask you the same question. Like, what was it, do you think, that ailed the team this year when things weren't going well?
Yeah, well, I think probably the complicated answer is that it's never one thing. And when you end a season 81-81 with what our expectations are and where we want to go, it's easy for me to say that we need to get better in basically every facet of the game. It doesn't mean that we don't have answers here. I think we absolutely do. But I think there is the ability to get better from within, not even talking about players to potentially add, but to stress getting better at how we play defensively, how we run the bases, scoring more runs, preventing runs with our pitching staff. So there's a lot of things that I think we can get better at. And if we can get a little bit better in each space, I think it's going to lead to a lot more wins in the future.
You guys got to the deadline and it felt like it was more of a sell than it was a buy. And it turns out you wound up just three games short of where the wild card landed at 84 wins. Regret's probably too strong, but do you look back at that and think about the decision in a different way than you did in the moment?
No, I think I feel really comfortable that we made the best decision with the information we had at the time. I mean, look, I was really disappointed with how we played for really probably months on leading up to the trade deadline. Felt like it was the best thing to do for the future. We were fortunate to get a couple of players that actually impacted the team in the present and feel really good about, you know, the players that we got back being a big part of the organization going forward. So trade deadlines, they're never easy. I think every year it's a responsibility of the front office to look back and try and do a postmortem on that specific time. And we'll have time to do that now. I wish we were playing and we didn't have time to do that right now, but we will. And you try and learn from it and grow from it. But I am pretty excited about the players that we were able to bring back and trade.
One of the struggles and a frustrating point for a lot of fans was the defense this year. You were in the near bottom in a lot of the metrics. Kind of a silly question, but how do you get better on defense in the offseason at the major league level?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's things, and look, I've talked to both players about this. There's things I think with our outfield defense, you know, Jung-Hoo and Ramos in particular, where there are some things that I think they can focus on to improve out there. You know, Jung-Hoo himself talked to me about getting a little tentative at times and he wants to be more aggressive. So, you know, I do think there are things that those two in particular can do that will really help our outfield defense. I think as an infield group, you know, Patty, Bailey, everyone knows is one of the best, if not the best defender in baseball. I thought Rafi Devers played great over there the more and more he played. I do think there's a lot of positives there, but, you know, and obviously adding Drew Gilbert, I think his strong suit, he's a really good defender, right field, center field. So there's some things that I think internally we can look for improvement, and obviously it's something we can focus on as we talk about player acquisitions in the offseason.
General Manager of the Giants, Zach Manassian, is joining us here on Willard and Dibs 95.7 The Game. Zach, I'm glad you brought up Patrick Bailey, and I know a lot of fans are wondering about this. With the addition next year of basically the review system of balls and strikes, Patrick's framing ability becomes less of a factor, I would think. So how does that rule change affect the way you view Patrick as your catcher?
Yeah. No, it's a great question. It's something we've looked at more out of curiosity for the industry. It's still going to be relative. right? Catcher's framing. I think it's still relative, and it, with Patty being so good at it, my hope is we're putting more pressure on the other team to challenge calls than any other team in baseball. So I still think it is a strength of his that is going to show relative to what other teams get out of their catchers. You know, does he save as many runs as he would otherwise without ABS? Probably not. But relative to other catchers, I still think it's going to show as a huge advantage.
Is there a chance if Jesus Rodriguez comes up and is able to catch and is a good right-handed bat, is it possible that Patrick Bailey would abandon being a switch hitter and just focus on being a left-hand hitter?
Man, yeah, it's a good question. I haven't really thought about that. I think excited about Pat's September and what he did, but that we haven't talked to Pat about ever taking away swinging the bat right-handed, at least not that I can remember, but obviously excited about Jesus and what he brings to the table. And I almost look at catching as it's almost becoming the NFL's version of the two running back system, where it's just so demanding, and you need to have two pretty good guys back there, and certainly excited that we were able to acquire Jesus.
Zach, Buster said earlier today that he is thankful to have the ownership group that you guys have, because they're always going to be aggressive. I think fans look at Devers and Chapman and Adames and sort of think to themselves, well, that's probably as far as they're going to go in terms of big name, high priced type contracts. Is that accurate, or is free agency this offseason, are more big contracts at least a possibility?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I would say our ownership group has been extremely supportive from the first day I walked in here, and I feel pretty lucky not only to be in this position, but to be in this position for that group. So, you know, certainly haven't heard no. But also, I think it's important that we become a type of organization that is mixing in younger players, not necessarily to manage payroll as much as to continue to have some youth and to be athletic, and younger players can have a chance to stay healthier. So so not to say that keeps us out of free agency, but when there is opportunity for younger players, you know, as opposed to going and signing a second baseman, I thought Casey Schmidt grew, and hopefully he gets that opportunity next year. So we'll go into it open-minded, see what our chances are, and continue to work. But the ownership group's been extremely supportive.
Before you go, I wonder – I feel like this city, we feel like we know Buster Posey because it's Buster Posey. But we're also getting to know him in a new role. And I wonder what you could share with the audience in terms of what's that like? Like, what is it like to work alongside him? And maybe is there an aspect of that that people wouldn't expect?
Yeah, I mean, look, I have a one-year-old son, and I think I'm fortunate to work with someone where I think he's – if my son grows up to be anything like Buster Posey, I'd be so proud. So I don't know if I can pay him a higher compliment. You know, as far as something maybe fans don't know or see is, you know, Buster, it's funny. He's just the complete package. He's empathetic, but he's a killer. And he's tough, but he's understanding. He's a strong leader, but he welcomes everybody into that circle. So, you know, there's just so many good qualities about him. And I think something I respect as much as anything is how much this means to him, this organization, this city. And I mean, you guys know he doesn't have to do this. He doesn't need the fame. He doesn't need the money. I think he just loves the Giants, he loves the Bay Area, and he wants to try and give back and build a winner. So I feel very fortunate to work with him.
Love it, love it. Hey, Zach, I know it's been a busy day. We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for doing it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there it is, Zach Manassian, GM of the Giants, with everything kind of looking back on the season that was, falling short here in 2025, and everything they need to do to get back at it in 2026. All right. Great stuff from all of you today. Thank you so much for being with us. What's coming up on the game is going to be Fox Sports Radio. Don't forget, though, join us right after the 49er game for Overtime with Mark Grandy and Sterling Bennett as they break down everything that has taken place in the football game once it's done. That is all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Does Dibs want to do it tomorrow? Yes, he does. So on his behalf, for Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.